We're checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a rundown of this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting. Welcome back, Nikki.
Hi, thank you. Nice to be back.
And thanks to Chief Mark Kennedy for filling in. He agreed graciously to do a quick report with me last week, so I appreciate that.
Excellent.
Everybody show up for the meeting?
Yes, everybody. Commissioner Cassley was not there, but sent Inspector Bill DeCarley. So we had five in attendance, and we had a small agenda. However, there are some dates and times and things like that that I want to make sure that everybody knows about. So I'll put those out there. There was only two things on the agenda. Originally, there were three, but Aviva Trattoria has asked to be rescheduled until June 18th. So we're happy to do that for them. So let me get to agenda item number one. Here regarding the request of the Friends of Ruth Gordon Amphitheater for a special use permit one-day liquor licenses for the following summer program events. The one-day liquor licenses are for Friends Friday, including rain dates, and a rock festival. Number one, Friends Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. from June 28th to August 23rd. However, they will not be there on July 5th. Number two is Friends Rock Festival, Sunday, August 11th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., a rain date of August 18th. And that rock festival is going to be Latin and reggae. And excuse me. And then there's number three, Theater Troupe, Saturday, July 27th from 6 to 8, and Sunday, July 28th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Number four is movie nights, Saturday, August 3rd, August 17th, August 24th, and August 31st from 7 to 10 p.m. Sarah Callard was there and Jay Southwood was also there talking about the Friends of Ruth Gordon Amphitheater schedule, food trucks, Black Creek, tacos, ice cream truck. Jay Southwood will be doing the beer from Break Rock. Looks like they have a full agenda. All went through the Parks Department and all these dates were secured with them. And we got a motion to accept 5-0.
Excellent. And yeah. The Sarah and the whole group of the Friends have really re-engaged the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater tremendously.
They certainly have. And I believe they have their own website as well. You can go on there and get the information. We have
very good
information that we can forward over to you.
Yes, please do.
So that you can put it up on your website as well.
Yep, that's going to be great. That's the all-day rock festival.
So much fun.
Good for them. And I know that the Parks Department's worked very hard to renovate the whole amphitheater, and all of Pageant Field, for that matter, looks gorgeous.
Yeah, they said that the new pavilion up there has allowed them to expand what their thought was, and the picnic tables and being able to, you know, host some really great events up there. So that's good.
Yeah. They've got new playing fields, the bocce courts. I mean, it's really come alive up there.
It certainly has. And then agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of Porch Fest Quincy for a special use permit, one-day beer and wine license for the 2024 Porch Fest Quincy on Saturday, June 29th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the Wollaston Hill, Squantum, and Marymount neighborhoods. Walter Hubley was there. This is the seventh year that Porch Fest has gone on. And right now, they have 90 performances registered, and they usually host between 110 and 120. So in the past years, that's been the norm. Wollaston Hill, Warren Ave, and Winthrop Ave, Marymount, Perkins Field, and Squanto Road and Assabet will have the food and beverage. Porta potty locations, Teresa Road, this is for the Wollaston Hill, Teresa Road, Warren Ave, and Prospect Ave, Quantum, all on private property, and Marymount Perkins Field near Narragansett and Shore. So Wollaston Hill, they've also secured some block party permits for Wollaston Hill at Winthrop Ave from Warren to South Central, Warren Ave from Prospect Ave to Winthrop Ave, and Marymount and Squantum are to be determined at this point. The event is promoted through social media, QATV posters, posted across town, banners in high traffic areas. The week before the event, QPD, community, Quincy Police Department is provided a full list of porch locations and performance schedules, with all organizers' names and phone numbers also provided. Volunteers, are listed, and we know that Porch Fest is getting bigger and bigger every year, and it's been such a great asset to Quincy and the neighborhoods. And that's what we love about Quincy is our neighborhoods, and we take pride in that, and we were happy to vote that 5-0 as well.
Excellent. Yeah, they have their own website too, porchfestquincy.org.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. A lot to look forward to.
And I know they say no rain day for that. So let's hope it's good. And
rain or shine.
It's rain or shine, exactly. Yeah. Right. Okay, that was about it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Excellent. And the next meeting you mentioned is June 18th?
Yes.
Thanks so much, Nikki.
Okay, take care.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.